This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back for another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and really, truly being part of the conversation. You need to be part of the conversation. You need to be part of the process. That always helps. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us and being involved and being engaged. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's all kinds of things. But you know what? We've kind of slacked off here. I need your email address, okay? I need you to sign up for the emails, and we were using a program that was capturing emails. Now it's not doing what it was meant to do, but it's all right. We'll make it work one way or the other. And also, if you want to be notified by text message, you know, that's another way you can get the messages to, you know, when we're going on the air, who, what we're going to be doing, what we're going to be talking about, that kind of stuff. Text messaging. They can't slow us down via text. It's really tough for them to do that. So you want to text TRS to 55222, TRS to 55, am I going too fast? You want to text TRS to 55. 222. It's really that simple. And what do we do? I think we do like three a week, maybe four.
Only to notify the show.
Yeah, it's not to get you to buy stuff. I only do it to let you know the show's coming on. You know, be on in a few minutes. Don't miss it. Set your watch. Set your clock. You know, whatever. You can't DVR radio, so it's kind of hard to do like you do it with your TV set. But again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you want to, you can go ahead and you can set up yourself for the text messaging, TRS to 55222. Man, a lot in the news. A lot happened. You know, just the other night when we were sitting here, the AG decided that it was time. It was and it's making the left nuts. It is time to investigate the investigators. Okay, it really is that simple. And because, why would you go forward? And you guys have already heard this. You've heard this. There is nothing new here. But here you have, you know, you've got an investigation started by the FBI that was totally done based on lies, based on unverified information. It really cool, isn't it? It's nice to know that they have that much power. Look what they can do to you in a short period of time. And as somebody just said, it's true. I have family members there. So it's not the, you know, 98.9% of the rank and file. That's not who we're talking about here. We're talking about the staff, the upper echelon, if you would. You know, when I grew up in Boston, as many of you know, because I talked about it before, right? And when I grew up in Boston, and I hate to say it, it had in the past, maybe not so now, I'm almost afraid to say anything, but it had some of the most corrupt departments, police, and you know the building departments and such, and that included the FBI. No, seriously. It was so bad at one point in time that some of the rank and file, they kind of, I won't say they told on themselves, but they told on their bosses, right? And I can't think, his name has already escaped me. Who's the fellow they've already put in place to do the investigation, right? Who the AG has tapped to do the investigation. They brought him in once before to clean up the FBI, to take on the FBI. He has actually worked on cases in the FBI and the CIA to clean them up from within or to check out something that was going on. And one of the first cases were three or four men that were in jail for murder. The FBI as a whole, I mean, the rank and file knew these guys didn't commit the crime. But two people, the head of the FBI in Boston, needed these guys to go to jail, needed to make a point out of these guys. Can you want to guess in who they were? Actually, I'll tell you what, I need you just to guess and get one. Just get one. Well, the one is Robert Mueller. All right, he knew that these guys were clean. He knew that they didn't commit the crime, but they needed to close the cases. They needed to get it done. They put men in jail that had no business being in jail. That's what scares me. And the second fella was Bill Wells. All right, think about that. And he's running. Is he still running for president? If he is, I haven't heard anything. Right? And you know, here's another guy that's supposed to be clean, and he's not. I don't, you know, again, when do we step up and start screaming loud enough and moving and doing the things that we need to do to make sure that these people don't get in office? How Mueller stayed in with the FBI for so long, how he stayed in law enforcement after doing something like that, is beyond me. And it's coming from Boston, I'm not trying to be nasty here, but it's no surprise that they had this kind of trouble internally in the FBI and the CIA. Remember, they're all people, they're all locals. I know, my cousin's going to send me an email and tell me how nasty I'm being. But I mean, seriously. And how did Mueller get so far up in the FBI? How did Mueller get so far up in the organization, or the Department of Justice, or the CIA, wherever in law enforcement? How did he get there with all this corruption going on? I don't understand it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Joe Mancini, your host, will be back in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mancini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau, make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You want answers.
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
Back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me. There's a restaurant near my house called Route 66. Great place to eat. Always enjoy eating there. Anyway, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and honestly and truly being part of the conversation you need to be part of, you need to get involved with. You know, just stay alert and make sure you have facts. I am so tired of our people getting in arguments and not really having facts to deal with. Really, honest and for true. But again, as I was saying before, I mean, the more and more you read these small stories, and I mean not the mainstream ones, They're easy to get. Everybody's on them. Everybody's stealing information from each other, even in my business, to be able to tell some of these stories. But that's what we need at some point. Well, we don't, you know, I don't have the staff here, but that's what we need to do. It's really what we need to do is we need to go through and get all these stories with these guys. How did Comey, how did Mueller, how did they get, you know, their promotions, raises, whatever? How did they get to where they were at in the Department of Justice? Are people covering for each other? What's the driving force behind this? Yeah, seriously, when you look at how somebody like Mueller gets put in such an important role. Now, I'll probably start playing this clip. I'm starting to listen to this clip about Rosenstein, but we had some internet issues, and I had to stop. And he is miffed. And I'm telling you, I said this a couple of years back, and I don't know, you know, if he's going to continue on. But I said, at some point in time, people are going to get sick and tired of being taken advantage of. They're going to get sick and tired of what's going on around them. And things are going to start to crack, and people are going to start to talk. So we have gone from Comey loving Rosenstein. We have gone from, you know, Comey being on, you know, on good terms with him or what have you. Or maybe they never were. I don't know. Right? And to now Rosenstein being a bad guy. Comey's now a bad guy, according to Rosenstein. Now they're starting to turn on each other, which is what thieves and thugs do. Eventually, they start to turn on each other. And a couple days after his departure, official departure, that is, from the Department of Justice, you had Rosenstein go immediately on the defense and or go after some of these other guys. Right? I mean, first of all, he defended the reason why he appointed Mueller. But more and more I find out about Mueller, I don't know. I mean, the fact that he didn't come up with anything doesn't make me, oh, well, he must have been an honest and great guy. Maybe he sat back and said, I'm not doing this. I'm not getting stuck in the middle of all this. There's nothing here. I'm not going to create something. You know what I mean? I mean, he created something. He wrote a letter in favor of keeping those men in jail in Boston. If you didn't catch the first segment, go back and get it. And yet, somehow, he got appointed to be special counsel. And Rosen, I'm sure some of you guys have already heard this, but before the Greater Baltimore Committee, on their annual meeting, he took aim at the critics, specifically cable news pundits, and then he went after Director James Comey. He said, people spent a lot of time debating whose side I was on based on who seemed to benefit from most any one of my decisions. He said, that's because partisans evaluate things in terms of immediate political impact. Same thing with cable news pundits. Besides, they have to fill a lot of air. Right. So, matter of fact, I was going to wait, but let's start playing it now. You got to hear this because I got to tell you, what's irritating to me is Trump gets the blame for dismissing, firing, whatever you want to say, however you want to say it, Comey. And that's not how it went down. Rosenstein says in his speech that Comey needed to go, period, end of discussion. And when you hear them, it's quite interesting.
Interesting.
When you hear him speak, now put up with me here. Because I'm going to play a good portion of the speech. I think it needs to be played. I think you guys, you know, you need to hear this. Because some of you don't have time to sit back and listen. But here, let's see if I can get this thing working. Technology just scares the crud out of me lately.
Intelligence investigation involving the president's campaign that might result in criminal charges.
Hey, how about we start from
the FBI beginning? Director had announced at a public hearing that there was a counterintelligence investigation involving the president's campaign that might result in criminal charges. Then he was fired abruptly. Confusing explanations were provided, and troubling allegations were leaked. As a result, critics were arguing that the FBI director's removal was part of an effort to derail the investigation of Russian efforts to influence the 2016 election. I was responsible for that investigation.
Did you hear that? No, no, I mean, seriously, did you hear that? Are you paying attention? Now, some of you are very partisan. I get it. You want this to come out a certain way. I get that, too. But let's not do that, okay? Let's truly be better than them. You know what I'm saying? Let's truly be better than they are. Because I want to be, I truly want to be, at some point in time, I truly want to be without blemish. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
I was overseeing it. I knew from my briefings with the agents and prosecutors that it was a very important investigation. If it was not done correctly, there would always be lingering doubts about the scope of Russian efforts and about the extent of American involvement. I would never have allowed anyone to interfere with that investigation. I had been in the Department of Justice for over a quarter century. Although I was relatively new to the job, I knew how to manage criminal investigations. The special counsel's report states that the president's counsel advised me on Monday afternoon that the president had decided to remove the director. It was news to me. Nobody said that the removal was intended to influence the course of the investigation. Later on Monday, the president showed me a letter.
Did you hear that? I mean, he's taking a direct shot at the news sources. He's taking a direct shot at these, I don't know, pundits or whatever you want to call them, and saying they were making things up. It wasn't the president who did this. It was him who did this. He's openly admitting that he was the one that decided to let Comey go. He was the one that decided it was time that this ended. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. More of this on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
You have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Donald Trump Jr. has made a deal to testify before the Senate Intelligence Committee in about a month. The Republican-led committee had subpoenaed the president's son to answer questions about his contacts with Russia. The testimony will be behind closed doors, just as it was in 2017. But this time, they'll have a time limit, anywhere from 2 to 4 hours. There are no restrictions on what questions the committee can ask. President Trump says the trade war with China is just a little squabble. He says there's a good dialogue going on between the two countries.
I think it's going to turn out extremely well. We're in a very strong position.
The Dow gained 207 at the close. Market analyst Michael Farr.
When you see these bounces, it's really tough to tell how much faith you're going to put in them. Sometimes they're nothing more than just a reflex.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
I married your mother because I wanted children. Imagine my disappointment when you arrived.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. Be part of the conversation. Don't be shy. Many of you aren't. But I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us again. Send us some information. Okay? Be part of the process. Let's make sure that we let them know what's going on, that we you know, again, when you talk about some of the issues facing every one of us today. You know, I don't know if some of you know this, but I am an elected official in the local area where I live. They know who I am. They know that I'm on the radio. And there's a handful of these loons on the left. I mean, hardcore left haters that just love to pound away. And they tell portions of the truth, not the whole truth. They just tell portions of it. And what it does is it gins up conversation. And the people who get all their information from a Dem website or a left-leaning website, Facebook, whatever, however they get there, they take that as gospel truth. And they run with it. And it's very easy to shove it in their faces. But, yeah, they don't care. Right? They just don't care. They don't care about the truth. They care about being comfortable, getting the information from, I don't know, their party line, and running with it. Let's not be that. I'm not kidding you. Let's not be that. Let's be the group, the guys, the people, the girls, whatever, that are willing to, you know, look for facts, look it up, make sure that we have our information straight, and not yell and scream at each other. But just lay the fact out. Just leave it there on the table for them. It's like someone I'm going back round and round with that was a left-wing commentator. When he says something to me like, you can't tell me you don't believe that Trump is guilty. It's like, no, I don't believe he's guilty. And it's not, I don't believe he's guilty because I don't want to believe he's guilty. I don't believe he's guilty because there's nothing there. And I said to him, tell me why there wouldn't be an indictment by Mueller if he had something. He indicted all those others. What's he waiting for? Right? Why wouldn't be a suggestion of criminal activity? I mean, that's basically what Comey said about Hillary. He said, look, yes, what she did was wrong. Irresponsible, and went through the whole list. But nobody's going to prosecute her. He's right. At the time, nobody would dare prosecute her. You might end up getting suicided. So, get your facts straight, get it worked out, then come to the table. Then come to the table swinging, fighting. So, Rod Rosenstein, I know, I wasn't going to do this, and I'm thinking about it during the break. I'm going to do it anyway. Rod Rosenstein has a lot to say about what went down. He has taken, in this clip, he has taken responsibility for firing Comey and for the investigation. I mean, seriously, what else do you want? What more do you want?
Telling his reasons. Then he told me to deliver a memorandum to the Attorney General with my concerns about the director's conduct the following morning.
Now think about this. He's been directed, look, don't give this to me. This isn't my job. Take it to the AG. Tell him what's going on. Wake him up from his nap. You know, this is during the time of sessions. Let him know what's happening, and let's get this thing fixed. So Rosenstein easy could have watered down his recommendation so nothing happened, but he didn't. Take a listen.
He did not tell me what reasons to put in my memo. Now, the special counsel's report states that the president asked me to mention in my memo that the FBI director had told him that he was not under investigation, the same language that ultimately appeared in the president's public letter. I didn't include it in my memo because, number one, I had no personal knowledge of what the director had said to the president, and number two, in any event, it was not relevant to my memo. That's important for you to know that I did not dislike the FBI director. On the contrary.
Now, I want you to think about this. What are you saying here? Right? He didn't. Things that were not relevant, he didn't put in the memo. Things that were not relevant, he didn't even bother bringing up. I mean, he has a right to decide. In the position he was in, he has a right to decide what's relevant and what's not relevant, right? But now he's going to tell us about Comey. He's going to tell us how he felt about Comey and where Comey was on his list of people he liked. Sure, maybe.
There you go. At the time, I admired him personally, and I appreciated many of his accomplishments at the FBI. And I would be the last one to condemn anyone for a judgment call. These jobs are difficult. They require choices that invite criticism. But while there are many issues in our line of work in which a range of decisions may be reasonable, there are bright lines that should not be crossed. The clearest mistake was the director's decision to hold a press conference about an open case to reveal his personal recommendation about the case and to discuss details about the investigation without the informed consent of the prosecutors and the attorney general, because one of the fundamental principles of federal law enforcement is that the agents investigate the cases and the prosecutorial decisions are made by federal prosecutors and by politically accountable officials in the Department of Justice.
Now, sometimes we get lost in all the verbiage. But basically what Rosenstein said here was that what Comey did was wrong. It wasn't normal. It wasn't the way they... Now, why would he do this? First of all, why would Comey step out and do things that weren't the norm? Might it be to taint an investigation? Maybe he was the one that tainted all of this. Why would he... And he, as he just said, why would he come out without talking to prosecutors first and making sure that what he was saying was true? And if he stuck to the FBI process and procedure, they gather, and the prosecutors to decide whether they're going to do it or not. Why would Comey come out and say, nobody will prosecute this, this isn't prosecutable, or we shouldn't? Why would he do that? Come on, let that sink in. And then you've got Rosenstein, who has not been a big fan of the president. Let's just be honest about it. Otherwise, you know, I can't imagine being in the department. You're watching these texts go by agents. You're watching what they're writing. You're listening to what they're saying. You're watching what's going on around you. And you don't say anything or do anything? Really? Anyway, he's got his pension. He's got his money.
The director then chose to send a letter to Congress on the eve of the election, stating that one of the presidential candidates was under criminal investigation, expecting that letter to be released immediately to the public. Now, those actions, in my view, were not within the realm of reasonable decisions. They were inconsistent with our goal of communicating to all FBI employees that they should respect the role of the Attorney General of the United States, that they should refrain from disclosing information about criminal investigations, they should avoid disparaging uncharged persons, and above all, they should never take any unnecessary steps that could be perceived to influence an election. But the director...
Yeah, that would never, you know, coming out that way, that would never influence an election or anything.
The director doubled down in his congressional testimony. In essence, he said that he would do it again if he had the chance. Now, if I had been asked to make a recommendation before the removal decision was made, I would have included a more balanced analysis of the pros and cons. My brief memo to the Attorney General was correct, and it was reasonable under the circumstances. If I had been the decision maker, the removal would have been handled differently, with far more respect and far less drama. So I do not blame the former director for being angry. I would be, too, if I were in his shoes.
Now, you know what he's talking about here. Being fired via Twitter. Now, there are times I don't agree with Trump, and that's one of them. Okay? I mean, Twitter is not the end-all, be-all, catch-all. Right? I mean, seriously, I would have turned the man's plane around. I would have had him come back. I would have waited for his speech, right? Brought him back to the office. I would have fired his butt. But I would have had it typed into Twitter to hit send just before he walked out of my office. I just fired that blankety blank blank known. Anyway, we'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Don't go far.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
But after dinner, don't put any of those old cheap moves on me.
No.
It's different.
I have all new cheap moves.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. And 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Dr. Gerard Lomero is going to join us in the next hour. We haven't heard from him in a little bit, a week or two, or maybe 2 weeks. I don't know, long enough. Anyhow, I always appreciate his insight as to what's going on. I'm really curious if he feels things are on track for the Republicans to regain in 2020. But I got to tell you something, guys. I don't want our Republicans to regain in 2020. I do not want the squishies. I don't want the militant right, but I sure as heck don't want the squishies on the right to regain. I really don't. I mean, there are things that need to be done. Building that wall, allocating the money, cleaning up, the FBI, the CIA, the Secret Service. I mean, whatever needs to be cleaned up, it needs to be done. And what I love is all this aggravation going back and forth about the Chinese tariffs. You know, our founding fathers never intended for you to be taxed. Our founding fathers intended for tariffs to run this country. You know that. It was never meant for... They hated taxes. And yet, today, if they looked at what we were doing, they'd be going, well, what the heck did you guys do? We never want to pay... We never... If our founding fathers really and honestly wanted us to take care of everybody and everything in every way, they would have made socialism work, which didn't work back then either. Do your homework. But they didn't. They want us to be self-sufficient. They believe in capitalism. And no matter what the professors in the colleges are teaching on the left, they're wrong. They're just flat out wrong. And they totally ignore the fact that the way they got their job and the reason they could teach the way they could teach, the reason they could do it. You know, if AOC was in another country saying what she says about this government, she wouldn't be on this planet much longer. That's how terrible this country is. You can speak against... Right now, her and Bernie are speaking against Joe Biden because Joe Biden wants to find a happy median for, the green issue. And she'll, she even said it. She was mad. She's like, I'll be damned if I'm going to let somebody walk in now and soft shoe this thing. I'm like, wow. If I had the knowledge that she had at 29, I'd be a multi-billionaire today. And you guys, I wouldn't even be on the air. I'd be sitting by a beach with Tammy. I mean, seriously. And the way she comes off, like she's got a clue. She has no clue. And those of you who hold her in high esteem, I question your ability to think things through. All right. Back to Rosenstein, talking about the Mueller investigation. And not just the Mueller investigation, but the areas that he takes responsibility for in firing Comey. There's so many things that were going on here that he's taking responsibility for. Is he afraid? Or is he really now have the guts? He's not been fired. He's not been let go. He has resigned. Therefore, he maintains his pension and such. Right? I mean, think about it.
But now the former director seems to be acting as a partisan pundit, selling books and earning speaking fees while speculating about the strength of my character and the fate of my immortal soul. I kid you not.
I love it. Comey. Now he's going to get all spiritual. Now he's worried. I mean, this is a man that has been caught in lie after lie after lie. He actually lied to Congress. Where's their subpoena? Where's their contempt of Congress? Where is their, I don't know, request for criminal charges against Comey? Where is it?
That is disappointing. Speculating about souls is not a job for police and prosecutors. Generally, we base our opinions on eyewitness testimony. In any event, I agreed with the then acting FBI director, who testified that the firing would not impact the investigation. On the other hand, I recognize that the unusual circumstances of the firing and the ensuing developments would give reasonable people cause to speculate about the credibility of my investigation. Those circumstances are publicly known. I also knew, based on briefings that I received from agents and prosecutors that are now public as a result of indictments that we've returned and information in the public report, I knew that there was overwhelming evidence that Russian operatives hacked American computers and defrauded American citizens. And it was part of a comprehensive Russian strategy to influence elections, promote social discord, and undermine America, just as they do in other countries. And people with connections to the presidential campaign were under FBI investigation in relation to their connections to Russian agents. Now, at the time, these were allegations. They were leads. It's what we call predication. Nobody had been convicted of a crime. Nobody had been charged with a crime. But based upon what I knew in May of 2017, the investigation of Russian election interference was justified.
Now, for clarity, this wasn't new under President Trump. The Russians and others, the Chinese, the North Koreans, our buddies, they have been trying to get involved in our elections for years. So again, this is not a aha moment. They've been doing this forever. Matter of fact, we all do it to each other. We have tried to get involved in elections over the years. And frankly, if we're honest, there's been some areas where if we can't win by election, we help whoever overthrow the government and put our own people in. Come on, this has been going on for decades. This is nothing new. Doesn't mean it's okay. But anybody who has a pearl-clutching moment based on this information, you're not being honest with yourself. Seriously.
The Department of Justice Inspector General is reviewing aspects of the counterintelligence investigation. Before I left the office, actually about a year ago, I participated in ensuring that there would be a full and thorough investigation. If the Inspector General finds significant new facts, I would reconsider my opinion. But I need to base my opinion on credible evidence. That is what makes the Department of Justice special in America. Now, the President selected me for the job of Deputy Attorney General. The Senate approved my nomination, and I took an oath to well and faithfully execute the duties of the office. As the leader of the Department of Justice, the acting leader for purposes of that case, that oath gave me a legal obligation to make a nonpartisan law enforcement decision without regard to political considerations. I determined that I needed a special counsel to help resolve the election interference investigation in a way that would best protect America from foreign adversaries and that would preserve public confidence in the long run. I knew that some people would not be happy about it. I knew that it would be unpleasant for me and my family. But at my confirmation hearing, I promised that I would conduct the investigation properly and see it through to the appropriate conclusion. In my line of work, you keep promises. And in my line of work, the appropriate conclusion is the result when you follow the process and you complete an independent investigation. You are not out to get anyone. You're just out to follow the facts wherever they may lead.
Now, I didn't play this clip to show you what an upright and great guy he is. Don't read anything into this. I played the clip, though, so you can hear bits of it. Because, again, I'm always yelling at you guys. Make sure you have the facts. Make sure you heard it yourself. Make sure you read it yourself. There's something going on here. Because Rosenstein has been quiet. And it's not because he doesn't work for the FBI anymore. But he's been quiet for so long in a lot of these things. And remember, you know, we wanted this guy tarred and feathered when we heard that he was willing to wear a wire to catch the president and then invoke the 25th Amendment to get rid of the president. It didn't happen, okay? I mean, I'm not saying that he didn't say it. I'm saying it didn't happen. It's yesterday's news at this point in time. Now he's coming in, a guy that was close to Comey, and he's telling you what the guy was really like. He's telling you what the shortcomings were, and that he was responsible for firing him. These are your talking points. Your talking points. And Rosenstein himself said this. Rosenstein himself said it was his actions that did this. And you can't say because he's afraid of being fired, because he's already gone. Right? So this is the stuff I'm telling you to hold on to. This is the stuff I'm telling you to take notes on. Because you're not, again, we have to stop, you have to stop putting us in the same box as the people we rail against. You have to stop speaking, you know, from talking points from the GOP. Don't even use talking points from guys like me. Go look it up yourself. Now, you might trust me, and that's great and wonderful, but I make mistakes. I screw things up, too. But you want to make sure that when you're sitting there, talking to somebody on the other side, talking with, not arguing with, not pummeling, talking with somebody on the other side of the aisle, that you're speaking with fact, you're speaking with truth. When we come back, Dr. Gerard Lemire is going to join us later on in the hour. We're going to talk about Tulsi Gabbard. I can't believe this. She's running for president. She's a Democrat. She mocks Bill and Hillary Clinton. She unleashed on James Clapper and a few others. We'll check that out in the next hour. Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. If you're not going to be with us, you can catch us online or on a podcast. Otherwise, for some of you, we'll be back in a little bit.